Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Well, hi, Kaya. I got this number from my bank, but I had two transactions, one's pending, one was already taken out from your guys' company of stuff that I did not authorize. So I was hoping you could look it up and, you know, like, make sure that you, you know, suspend this transaction and give me my money back.
Okay. Can I start off by having that zip code, please?
60586.
60586.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Just one brief moment while the database is loading. Okay. And can I have that first and last name, please?
Elizabeth Razinowski. RACINOWSKI.
All right. And just for verification purposes, may I please have that shipping address?
It's 2340 Keaton Ridge Drive, Plainfield, Illinois, 60586.
All right. Thank you. And just one brief moment while I look over this account, please.
If I cancel the card, how am I supposed to get the money put back in?
Oh.
Right, that's what I was wondering. Like, if I just cancel it, how are they going to return that money back into my account?
It'll go to them. The money will be.
Yeah. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I am showing here that the account is canceled, and I'm also showing that you spoke with someone earlier today, and they did offer you 50% of that money back.
No, she didn't offer me anything. That's not accurate at all. She actually said there wasn't anything that she could do for me, and she wouldn't even give me a number.
They did leave a voicemail offering this 50%. For I guess somebody disconnected and they tried to leave a voicemail, and that's what was on the voicemail. I'm just reading the notes on their account.
Oh. I don't know. Some number called me when I was on the phone with the bank, and when I called that number back, it said that number couldn't be used.
Yeah,
you were right here when I did it. Yeah, so it was them.
All right, yes, ma'am. So I can definitely go ahead and process that charge for you.
Yeah, and then can you make sure you do both of them, the 9290 and the 9189? Because like I said, I never authorized any of these transactions.
Yes, ma'am. That's for the month of May. I can definitely do the month of May. Just one brief moment while I go ahead and do that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem.
I wonder what she did.
Well, you like her voice, don't you? You want to meet her. It's okay.
Up on
her door. Go and say hello. I'm Jean. Oh. You're always on the patrol.
All right, yes, ma'am. So both of those refunds have successfully went through. We did receive a refund confirmation email to Elizabeth. I don't want to say your last name wrong, but your last name, 85@gmail.com.
And then how do I send it back, the eye stuff that I got, the age defying eye that I didn't order?
The product is yours to keep. It's not really any returns because of COVID, so we had to update our return policy. So it's yours to keep, and you got some money back. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for all your help. I wish that other girl would have given me your number so she wouldn't do anything for me. Like I said, I was on the phone with the bank, so that's why I didn't click over, because I had to cancel my card. Because I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. So, yeah, I'm glad I can help you for sure.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.